little girl should be seen and not heard. But I think, oh, bandage up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Can you check the bomb?
One, two, three, four!
Can you check the bomb?
Hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This week, as part of our 2-hour mixtape, in the first hour alone, I've got music coming from Throwing Muses, Marianne Faithfull, Mavis Staples, Alabama Shakes, new music from Valerie June, new music from Lucy Dacus, Ezra Furman on the way. And like I say, this is all first hour. We are going to launch the entire 2-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy on a sad note. There is no other word for that than the passing of an absolute trailblazer earlier this month. So sad to see that Jill Sobule passed away. Jill Sobule passed away May 1st from a house fire. She was only 66 years old, still recording new music, expecting a new album on its way, in the middle of touring. Such a heavy heart to have to announce that Jill Sobule is gone. She was an absolute groundbreaking, award-winning singer, songwriter, and fierce human rights activist. We need people like Jill right now. She was so vocal about what is going on and against what is going on in the United States. And to be cut down in the middle of that just breaks my heart. Jill Sobule made history with her 1995 single, I Kissed a Girl, which turned out to be the first openly gay themed song ever to crack the Billboard Top 20. So if you are a queer kid of the 1990s like me, Jill Sobule's I Kissed a Girl really in many ways was an anthem, a rallying cry. So only for a few years later to have Katy Perry so ignorantly kind of grab that title and turn it into her own performative pop hit felt like an act of betrayal. It was about 8 years ago I had a chance to see Jill Sobule live in Ann Arbor, and she talked about that. And she talked about how there was no hard feelings about it, but then she launched into this song. And I think it just encapsulates the tongue-in-cheek, clever songwriting, the storytelling that Jill Sobule was able to do with just a song. Again, the world needs more Jill Sobules for that fierce activism, for that clever, humorous songwriting. Let her life and legacy be an inspiration for so many future Girly So Groovy acts. Jill Sobule right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I could slip. I could fall. That mean and awful hole with the
balloon. Drop the monkey, smile my perfume. Drop the mahoo, I'm the easy rider. Don't use your army to fight a losing battle. Drop the pilot, try my balloon. Drop the monkey, smile my perfume. Drop the mahoo, I'm the easy rider. Don't use your army to fight a losing battle. Animal, mineral, physical, spiritual.
Reaching back well over 40 years ago, that is British UK folk rock singer-songwriter Joan Armatrading with her song Drop the Pilot. That's from her 1983 album, The Key. In the middle, it is music from singer-songwriter Dar Williams, an artist whose warm, witty, socially conscious songs have made her a major figure in contemporary folk. We heard her song As Cool As I Am. That comes from her 1996 album, Mortal City. And then starting off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is a heartbroken goodbye to singer-songwriter Jill Sabuel, who passed away earlier this month, May 1st, in a house fire, struck down while still in recording mode, ready to release a new album, touring that new album. Such a, talk about a socially conscious singer-songwriter. The world needs more Jill Sabuel. We heard her song Bitter. That comes from her 1997 album, Happy Town. If you enjoyed what you heard, you need now more than ever to check out Jill Sabuel's collection of just incredible music that she's made. I promise you, before we wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy, we'll make room for one more Jill Sabuel song before the 2 hours is over. Okay, we are going to keep things moving. How about some folk rock out of Australia? It is folk rock duo Oh Pep right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Come knocking at my door at night. I tried a hole in my head, a hole in my pocket. Nothing makes me feel as high as a silhouette of your body in the dim of the hallway light. You move flat.
Nothing can be prepared for me.
I move right.
Nothing can be prepared for me.
Lord, he knows you're still turning me on. Bye. Nothing makes me feel as high as the silhouette of your body. In the dim of the hallway light, you move left.
Nothing can be prepared for you.
I move right.
Nothing can be prepared for you.
You move left.
Nothing can be prepared for you.
I move right.
Nothing can be prepared for you.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do. If it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to. There, 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 there. Pull me by the ankles to the edge of the bed, and take me like you do in your dreams. I'm not gonna stop you. Baby, I want you to show me what you mean. And
lights in your car were transcendent. Loved you, baby, so bad. You know I loved you so bad.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Chicago's very own Frenetic Trans singer, songwriter, Ezra Furman, with her song Love You So Bad. That's from her 2018 album, Transangelic Exodus. I am so excited for the new album to come from Ezra Furman. From the time of recording this, it will be next week that we get Ezra Furman's newest album. The new album is called Goodbye Small Head. The few tracks that I've heard so far from it have really caught my ear, and I promise you, the minute I get my hands on that album, we will be featuring it here on Girly So Groovy. Ezra Furman is touring this summer in support of the new album. She has dates in many of the cities where you can hear Girly So Groovy, kicking off the tour, obviously, in her hometown, Chicago. Dates in Vancouver. For our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM, in the Windsor and Detroit area, you can catch Ezra Furman at the Loving Touch in Ferndale on July 17th. Speaking of new albums, in the middle, it is new music from Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer, songwriter, guitarist, and better known these days as one third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius. She's released her fourth solo album, Forever Is a Feeling. The album caught me off guard, and I have to tell you why. It caught me off guard in a good way. It is a heartfelt love album. Weeks before the album's release, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. And I've got to say, for all the anxiety, angst, rage, cynicism, fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to just revel in love with Lucy Dacus. We heard the song Ankles. I feel like that could easily become a Pride anthem for June with Pride Month. Lucy Dacus is also touring in support of her album. For dates, go to her website, lucydake.us, for those tour dates. And then starting the set, we began with Australian folk rock duo OPEP. The song is called 25. It's the opening track to the band's most recent album, I Wasn't Only Thinking About You. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy. I've got new music from Valerie June, music on the way from Alabama Shakes, Marianne Faithful, Throwing Muses, but up next, it is music from one of my absolute heroes, both a trailblazer for the music that she makes and the civil rights she fights for. I am talking about Mama Mavis. Mavis Staples up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Can't go on this way. Things gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. Things gonna change around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Bullets flying, mothers crying. We gotta change around here. Get it straight. Be sure that you hear. Things gonna change around here. What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free? What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free?
See that he's wanting to be free. He denied.
The blues rock band with Brittany Howard's powerhouse vocals. It is Alabama Shakes. We heard Hang Loose. That's from the band's debut album, Boys and Girls. Well, after a short hiatus, Alabama Shakes are reuniting to go on tour this summer. They kick off in July in Chicago and then making their way across the U.S. They will be in the Detroit area for our listeners in the Windsor, Detroit area. You can catch them September 5th at Meadowbrook Amphitheater in Rochester Hills. In the middle, it is exciting new music from Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She returns with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. It centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resistance, an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. We heard the aptly titled opening track, Joy, Joy, from Valerie June. She's touring in support of her new album. Again, for our listeners in the Windsor, Detroit area, she will be in Ferndale on May 27th at the Magic Bag. And then kicking off that set, it is Mama Mavis, an artist who has worked with both Valerie June and Alabama Shakes in the past, Mavis Staples. We heard the song Change. That's the opening track from Mavis Staples' most recent album, We Get By. Speaking of new music, one album that's starting to inch its way up my list of favorites for 2025 so far comes from Throwing Muses, the critically acclaimed alternative band led by vocalist Kristen Hirsch. They've been making music since 1981. There is something electric about the band's new 11th album, Moonlight Concessions. It's a stripped-down acoustic sound that's packed with tension and moodiness. Listen for yourself. You will see what I'm saying. It is new music from Throwing Muses right now here on Girly So Groovy.
We crash together.
Will you take your coffee?
reshape my crooked features. My friends have picked me up again and pushed my enemies out of the picture.
''90s alternative rock at its best. That is the Juliana Hatfield Three from the 1993 album Become What You Are. We heard the song Supermodel. British chanteuse Marianne Faithfull in the middle with her song My Friends Have. That's from her album Before the Poison. If you're thinking it felt like you heard PJ Harvey doing backing vocals, that's because you did. PJ Harvey wrote the song and recorded backing vocals with Marianne Faithfull. And then starting things off, new music from Throwing Muses. Again, they've released their new 11th album, Moonlight Concessions, back in March. We've heard the song Libretto from Throwing Muses, proving to be one of my favorite albums for 2025 so far. Before we get into the second hour, I just want to remind you that Girly So Groovy is on social media. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you are on our social media pages, you will see that I post the playlists in print. So when I stumble or mumble my way across something, you will see it in print. You'll find links to the bands and artists featured each week. links to our Mixcloud listening page if you ever wanted to listen again or missed an episode. And best of all, you can message me any request that you have for the program. I'm always curious, which bands do you think deserve some girly, so groovy radio love? Again, Instagram, GSG Radio, Facebook, Girly, So Groovy. Speaking of requests, Michael, a longtime listener to Girly So Groovy, who listens from Detroit on CJAM 99.1 FM, reached out through Instagram with a request for Martha Wainwright, the incredible Montreal alternative singer-songwriter, Martha Wainwright. So I thought I would pluck something from her latest album, Love Will Be Reborn. It's Martha Wainwright with her song Sometimes. Again, for Michael, longtime listener in Detroit. And again, if you have any requests, Instagram, GSG Radio, or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Here is Martha Wainwright right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klender. Coming up in the second hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Pax, Courtney Barnett, new music from Caroline Rose, new music from Cold Specs, Jessica Hoop, Sia Gray. Who else is coming up? Allison Russell. But we are going to kick off the second hour with brand new music from Basha Bulat. Now, with a Basha Bulat album, you know exactly what you are going to get. But there is a but to this. You never really are sure of how you are going to get it. It may be auto harp plucking folk or heartfelt 1960s girl group sounds or string quartets, but it's always anchored by a radiant voice that projects strength and sensitivity. Her seventh album, Basha's Palace, is her most different in sound. As a new mother, the new album was largely born out of solo songwriting sessions done in her apartment in the dead of night while her baby slept. I am sure there are many of you mothers right now listening to this going, yep, I get it. So without further ado right now, let's dive into brand new music from Basha Bulat here on Girly So Groovy.